Spent a little bit of time this morning with Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care. First of all, thanks for coming in this morning. Nice to see you.
Absolutely. It's not too hot yet, so I don't mind.
And we're air conditioning in the studio, so it's okay. First of all, looking back, since you and I have talked last, we had a good, the bad, and the barbecue, my annual Mother's Day event for 20 years at the Mullendore Ranch. Thank you for putting on another great event.
Absolutely. It was a great time. You know, the morning of Saturday, it was a little windy, so yep. I was a little concerned, but that evening turned out just quite beautiful. So the ranch is always a place you want to be to take in some scenes that you're not going to be able to see here in the middle of town. But we had a great event. We had one of the largest turnouts that we've had, and our auctions just were phenomenal. And so we cannot say, you know, enough, you know, thanks to our community for coming out and supporting us for 20 years. I mean, it's not just this event. I mean, we can't put on 20 years worth of events if they haven't kept coming. And to every sponsor who either purchased a table or donated an item, those things may seem very small to you, but they're so huge to us. And so we're so appreciative to all those people who've come in and committed, you know, something, or maybe you just came out and you bought a raffle ticket, or you bought a silent auction item or a live auction. Those things, even just buying a ticket to the event, they make so much of a difference because they all add up and they all go back into our programming.
Yeah, it is a part of making sure that Elder Care has the necessary funds to continue throughout the 12 months of the year. It's your major fundraiser. There are some other ways that funds do make it in the front door, but that's really the primary way that the underlying program all gets running.
It's true. It's our only fundraiser. We really take that seriously. We know that fundraisers can get a little tedious if you run them too often. So we really put all of our energy and effort into this one, and they go in and they fund. And it's that helps us to continue to keep that, you know, what we have, but also to start growing, because we all know things are changing. Insurance policy changes, this changes, that changes, something new comes up, and we want to be able to change with the times. We want to be able to offer new programming and expand into areas that might be. So this fundraiser will only help us continue to achieve that mission and move forward. I always think it's a great idea. If you were on our barbecue committee and you are listening, we cannot do it without that committee that comes together. They meet with us for 6 months before the event, and we talk about it. They get out there, they meet with all of our sponsors, and they're phenomenal. And without them and all of those volunteers you saw walking around the barbecue, we would have just been standing there looking at each other.
Exactly. You know, Roger would have had fewer people to talk to for the auction if it weren't for all those people that came out, and whether it was the live auction major items or the smallest, lowest price silent auction item, there was something that everyone could find a bid on.
Exactly. And then it's a great thing to kind of transition to just remember everything that you do, every donation you make, whether it's an in-kind to an organization, a monetary donation, a time donation, you know, a volunteer, it makes such a huge difference. It really takes some burden off of an organization that is trying to, you know, help people. And that's for every nonprofit. And so anybody who works at a nonprofit could sit here and say the same thing. The little things matter. And if you don't think that they do, come talk to us and we'll tell you how they matter. And so we just have to say thank you once again for a successful barbecue. Thank you to all the volunteers. And thank you to everyone who maybe didn't come, but they're going to do something in the future. They're going to make a donation later, or they're a volunteer, or they're thinking about being a volunteer. All of your efforts, they just help us serve the community and all those people in it.
All the things that Elder Care does and has done over the years, whether it's some of the original programs like Daybreak, or whether it's some of the newer items, you know, it all adds up to what you are today as an organization.
Exactly. I mean, it's so different. I mean, there are some people who will say, well, I've been here since the beginning, and they just are blown away with how it's changed. And I've only been with the organization for 6 years, and I'm amazed on how it's changed. And that is just, you know, our staff believing in our mission and really getting out there. Our community partners believing that we're on the right track. We've got the right vision, and believing in us to help us push that. And so it's amazing. And a lot of people still say, I don't know what Elder Care does. And that's okay. You know, it's a question, well, how can we tell whole city what we do? Well, you know what? It may not be relevant to you right now. Yeah. And so we can tell you every program we have. We can tell you about Daybreak. We can tell you about this program or that program. But it may not be relevant to you. So it might go in one ear and out the other. And that's not a bad thing because we all take in tons of information a day.
And we, you know, what means something to us today is what we listen to. And, you know, if you talk about, you know, well, you know, somebody 15 years ago heard us, not you and I, but the elder care talking about the Cool Room project, for instance. Well, you know, first of all, I don't qualify or I don't need one. I've got a good air conditioner right now or whatever the situation is. But then maybe now they all of a sudden say, Cool Room, what's that all about? You know?
Exactly. And my point of that is what we want everyone to know who's listening to this is you may not know about our individual programs, but what we want you to know is that we are a resource for our aging community. Mm-hmm. We want to be the experts on helping anybody who's a caregiver or aging navigate that crazy part of life. Yeah. Because it is crazy. It's just like any other part of life. New things are happening. You don't understand this or that, or something new has happened. You're like, oh my goodness, how do I go through this? And so that's what we want to be. We want to be the experts in aging. Mm-hmm. And when you're ready or you have a question, then you call us. And we're going to help walk you through what can happen to keep someone independently in their home as long as possible and to be as independent in every part of their aspect of life as long as possible, whether it's a parent of yours or whether it's you. So when that time comes, when you're looking for that expert in aging, that's who we are. And then we'll go in and we'll talk a lot more individually to you about our program. So if you take anything, that's who we are. And that is what you funded at the barbecue is us becoming experts in aging so that we can pass that knowledge on and some of our programs on to our whole community, and we can all be healthier, happier, a little bit more independent, and a lot more satisfied as we age, because that is nothing we are satisfied. No one wants wrinkles. No one wants to hurt. No one wants that. But we can be satisfied in some of it, and we want to help you get there.
Yeah. And you serve a wide range age-wise and wide range as far as interests and capabilities and needs and wants. You know, from the person who is, you know, fits the age criteria, but they're still working and still doing everything that an independent done all their life. And then as we move toward that age or that time when we need more services, you're there for us.
Exactly. I mean, we do. We have great services for those who are just thinking about retirement. Maybe you're that person who's about 6 months away from that 65 and you got to enroll into your Medicare. We can help with that. Yeah. And so we're there for you at that first step. And then we might be there. You've done all of that. It's been a while. You got to figure that part out. But now you're finding that it hurts to walk a little bit more. So we have physical therapy. And then, you know, and so forth and so forth. And so we are there from the beginning of that stage when you're just enrolling and you have no idea and you feel ridiculous because you're only 64 and a half and you're not ready and you're young. And that's great. But we're there for that. And we're there for all the other stages of that aging that's going to happen. So just keep us in mind when you have a question about that. Give us a call. If we are not the right person, we probably have the right person for you. And you don't have to make 6 calls yourself. Just make 1 and we can get you there.
Yeah, and it, like you said, if you're not the right agency, you have the contacts, the network to say, we're not, but I know who is. Here's their phone number.
You know? Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's the great thing about our community, I have to say. All of our nonprofits, all of our business leaders, we really strive to know each other because we all can't do it all. There's not one agency who does everything.
Yeah.
And so you may call and say, oh, well, we don't specialize in that because we're not as good at it. So let me... Let me get you to that person. And so we love to connect with all the businesses in town, so we can do that.
Well, again, it is Elder Care. We're talking with Jennifer Ennis this morning on a community connection. And we do have some things that you might need to know about. We'll tell you about them coming up in just a bit.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement. Trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, again for a community connection, talking this morning with Jennifer Ennis and talking about elder care and how they can help walk beside you, walk you through the aging process. And again, whether you are 64 and a half and didn't even think about the fact that you could or maybe should sign up for Medicare sometime before the day of your birthday. Or, all those little things like that. Or like you said, they may not know you have a rehabilitation center, or you might not know that you have a doctor who specializes in the conditions of the aging individual.
Exactly. You're not going to know everything that we do, but we just want to get you started wherever you are. You know, Charlie, one thing you mentioned, and I don't want to breeze past it just in case there's a listener out there who says, wait, Charlie mentioned something about this cool room project. What are you even, what is that?
Well, you do it every year. Nobody needs to know about it anymore.
Oh, they do every year. And so what our cool room project is probably about 10 years ago, we realized that Oklahoma summers are terrible. We've all known that, but they are. But not every person has access to central air and heat. Or there might come a time as you are getting through the summer that something breaks. And we all know that it's not a quick and easy fix to fix that central air that you had. And so heat stroke, heat-related illnesses, that is a really prevalent thing in people as we age. Our body doesn't really dispel that heat like you do when you're younger. It's just a process of aging, and so it can be very risky for you. So if you or a loved one or someone you know is living in a home that doesn't currently have central air, as the summer heats up, you're going to need to come up with some solutions. Fans don't work very well, but what we can do at Elder Care is we can loan out those 110-volt window units that you can put in one room of a home, close a door, and you have one cool room throughout the summer. And so that way, you might not be in 90% of your house for the summer, but there is a place that you can escape. You can still go out and garden and have a place to come back inside. You can cook in your kitchen and have a place. So some people place it in their living room. Some people choose their bedrooms because that's more comfortable. We don't care where you put it.
It's your house.
It's your house, but we ask that. We recommend that as a place you have a door to close so you really keep all that air in. And so that is a free service. We have air conditioners that we have in stock. You can borrow them for the summer. You bring them back once it kind of cools down. We don't give timelines because we don't know when that kind of break is going to happen.
Yeah.
And then you'll be safe. And so there is no charge for that. You just give us a call, and as long as we have one in inventory, we're going to loan it out to keep someone safe from those heat-related illnesses that are going to happen. If you've ever been a part of it, or you know, as we were talking, looking for a way to give back to someone in the community, we're always taking donations to purchase more air conditioners. Mm-hmm. Because the need grows as the summer heat sends to grow, and those wear out after a couple of years. We maintenance them on site, we store them, but after a few years,
like anything else, they wear out.
Anything else, we have to replace them.
Is it better if somebody wants to help out to just give the funds as opposed to go to the local store and they say, I'll say Walmart, but it really doesn't matter. They got a stack of air conditioners sitting up there on a great price that they buy one and donate it to you, or does it really matter?
You know, we really prefer the funds because we can sometimes get a better price than what you see on the shelf, but we would never turn down a boxed air conditioner for a window unit at all. But what we usually look at is to try and replace about 10 or 12 of those a year, because that's about the cycle that it goes through. And so that equals out to about $1,500. So if you're looking for a small project to donate and you didn't want, that's a great way to do it to help people in the community. The only restriction for these air conditioners that are is you have to be 60 or older. We do keep that within the aging population because they are limited, and we want to make sure that is for that. But if you have any questions, give us a call about that. We can kind of walk you through the process, make sure you qualify. We can set up an appointment for you to come get one. We do not install them for you. You will need a neighbor, a family member, someone, but we can help you figure some things out that way.
And all you got to do is... As the weather cools off, then you return the air conditioning.
Exactly. And usually what we'll do is we'll send a letter back out to you that says, hey, in the next 2 weeks, would you mind going ahead and bringing that in? We feel like... It's pretty cool now. We usually wait for there's a cool couple cool evenings in a row when we're like, all right, we're not going to have a spike in the next week and be back in the same situation. But we're loaning those out now. And if you have questions or you need one, give us a call at 918-336-8500 and secure yours so that you have somewhere safe to go and you don't feel like... You're going to melt in your own home.
Elder Care also a resource for things like, well, you mentioned getting signed up for Medicare. Social Security in general is kind of a maze. And yes, there is a office not too far away from you, got where you guys are, that is actually the Social Security office. But you're there as a resource for the aging population. So you guys are pretty much up to date on most questions that would come up, right?
We are. You know, we have quite a few staff who go to all those trainings that the state offers or the federal government offers to keep up to date. And so if you're looking to enroll or you're looking to have questions, give us a call. We have a couple people we can connect you up with. Come October, when open enrollment comes, we always have free counseling sessions then. I'm glad you brought this part up too, because I just want to remind everyone, we're all getting new cards this year. So if you have one, you're getting a new Medicare card. June is actually the date that the federal government said that Oklahoma should start receiving their cards in the mail.
Keyword there, start.
Start. So you could still be the end of the month. It could still drag out, but it's supposed to start at the first part of June. So keep an eye on your mail. It's going to be in there. You don't want to mistake it for junk mail or just another statement. You're going to want to open up every piece of mail to make sure that your card that you're going to be getting with your new number and everything is in there. If you don't receive it by the end of the month, there is a number you can call. You can call us and get it, and you can inquire about when it was shipped so you can see if maybe you did miss it or if it's still 2 weeks out or what it is. But we just want to remind everyone, keep an eye on your mail. Don't throw things away, because you also don't want anybody to go through your trash and maybe find it either. Yeah. And you don't want to have to go through the hassle of replacing your brand new card because we forgot to remind you to check. Keep an eye on your mail.
Yeah, it will happen. Somebody will do it, but hopefully it won't be you.
Yeah, but this is the month for Oklahoma, so hopefully it's not for you. We do a variety of things for anybody getting older. One thing you mentioned, too, is we do have a doctor on site, Dr. Gerald. He is currently taking new patients, so if you are looking for a new doctor or you're new to town and you're looking for a doctor, he's taking those. He specializes in aging, but that does not mean you have to be 60 or 65 to come. If you're a little younger than that and you're still looking for a doctor, he can still accept you as a patient. It just means he specializes in that aging, and a lot of people who are aging feel more comfortable having a doctor who does that. We have a great physical therapy for outpatient. If you are finding that physical activity is a lot harder because something hurts or you're nervous about falling, we're here for you. We can treat vertigo, TMJ, as well as any post-op rehabilitation you may need. If it's outpatient, come see us. We'd love to have you there.
Sure. And it's an opportunity for you to, while you're there, just be part of what's going on and find out more about all those other resources that you're there, you know, throughout the week.
It's true. And if you're looking for things to do, we have those too. We're not just informational, we're also fun. And so we have Daybreak. If you're looking for a place to come during the day on a consecutive basis, you can come and do Daybreak. They do all kinds of activities like gardening and going out to eat around the town. They're actually making a cookbook, so if you have recipes you want to submit to us, we'd love to do that. Or you have Golden Opportunities, who goes on longer day trips, but they're less consistent. They're like once a month, and we have educational classes. But if you need something fun to do, we do fun too. We do fun, we do educational, we do resources. But more importantly, again, we want to be your expert in aging. So if it's you or a parent moving in, or it's a neighbor or a church friend, if it's relevant to you and it's relevant to aging, call us, let us be your resource, and we'll help connect you with whatever question you have. Let's help us. Let's get an answer. That's what we're talking about. Let's get an answer to that.
Well, you want an answer? What number do we call?
918-336-8500.
That's who you're going to call, and that's Community Connection on K1.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. An Oklahoma City teen is facing charges after...